Hi guys, this is Rain from Res Life. Have you heard this story? There once was a man who lived on the side of a hill, and he followed God wholeheartedly. One day, God came to his house and asked him to step outside. He had put a gigantic boulder in the man's front yard, and he asked him, "Will you do what I ask, even if you don't understand?" The man said, "Yes, Lord, I will do whatever you ask." So God told him he wanted him to come out every day and push on that boulder, and the man promised to do just that. So the next day, he got up and pushed on the boulder. He strained and leaned and expended all of his strength pushing against that huge rock. At the end of his day, he was exhausted. But when he got up the next morning, he went outside and he pushed against that boulder. This went on for days and weeks and months. Every day, rain or shine, he got up, walked out his front door, put his shoulder against that enormous stone, and pushed with his whole body, mind, and soul. He pushed with his arms, his legs, his back, his whole body, straining and sweating, trying to push that rock up that hill. He believed that if he pushed hard enough and long enough, he would do what the Lord asked, and he would push that boulder to the top of that hill. Every morning, he got up. Every day, he pushed on that rock. And every night, he went to bed with aching muscles, and the large stone sat in the same place it had that morning. One day, as he leaned and pushed against it with everything that he had, trying to get that boulder to move, God came back to his house. The man collapsed on the grass close to tears. He was so exhausted and felt so defeated. The Lord calmly asked him, "How's it going?" "How's it going? How's it going? Lord, I just don't understand. I'm doing what you asked. I get up every morning and I push, trying with my whole being to get that rock to move, but it won't budge." The man was angry and confused. His body ached and his hands were clenched into tight fists, every muscle tense. God paused for a second, laid his hand on the man's muscular shoulder, and said, "I didn't ask you to move that rock. I just asked you to push against it." Do you have a giant boulder in your life? Are you doubting why God may have put it there, or if he even cares? Maybe that doubt will push you to listen to the Lord more carefully, like the man in the story should have done. God is not trying to frustrate us. Rather, he wants us to learn to listen, trust, and obey him.